Hello, thanks for tuning in with me this morning to look at God's Word together just for a few moments. Wanted to share some thoughts that I hope will challenge you and maybe even encourage your heart this morning. Just a question for you. When you think about knowing God, what do you think of? I think as perhaps you would think of that, you probably would think, well, I know God by reading my Bible, and maybe a particular portrait comes to your mind. Often, I think Facebook posts of people as they read their Bible look something like this. You've got a person maybe sitting in their chair, their feet kicked up on a stool. They've got perhaps a nice warm drink, a coffee or a hot chocolate, and they're sitting by the fire, and the warmth of that flame is radiating. And there's a person with their Bible open in that nice moment, learning about God and coming to know Him through their time with their Bible. And that's certainly true. But is that the only way that a person comes to know God? When I was in seminary, I was taking a class called Old Testament Theology. And in that class, we were assigned to do a project. We were supposed to do present a theology of the book of Exodus. And so part of my work to do that project, I obviously needed to read Exodus. I probably needed to read it time and time again. And so that's what I started to do. I read the book of Exodus, and I read it, and I read it, and I read it. And as I continued to read the book of Exodus, looking for themes and repeated phrases, one of the phrases that just basically started to jump off the page at me after a while was a phrase that went something like this, that you might know that I am God. That phrase or something similar to it shows up time and time again in Exodus. In fact, I'd encourage you, if you've got some time while you're self-isolating or whatever the case might be in your home, you may want to read through the book of Exodus, maybe even in one setting, and look for that phrase and look for the theme of knowing God. Exodus highlights that we don't just know God by reading our Bibles, by God's direct revelation to us. We actually also know God through personal experience or through the events and circumstances of life. We don't simply know God from what He says in His Word, but we know God from what He does in time and history and even in your life. We know God by personal experience. Based on that theme, that God wants people to know Him, and He wants people to know Him based on what He does in time and place and history, I'm confident of what one of the things that God wants to do through this coronavirus pandemic. What does God want to do? What does God intend would happen through all of this? God wants people to know Him. God wants the nations of the world to know Him. Before God did wonders in Egypt, the 10 plagues that He sent, Pharaoh made a statement. Pharaoh said, I don't know Yahweh. I don't know Jehovah. I don't know the God of Israel. Let me read this to you in Exodus 5, 1 and 2. It says, afterwards, Moses and Aaron went and said to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast in the wilderness. And then chapter 5, verse 2 of Exodus says this, but Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey Him, obey His voice and let Israel go? And then he says, I do not know the Lord. And moreover, I will not let Israel go. And Pharaoh's statement there isn't so much a, I've never heard of the God of Israel. It's a, I don't care about the God of Israel. It's a refusal to acknowledge the God of Israel as the one and only true God. That's Pharaoh's heart. And so God gave each plague in Egypt. And God's given the one that we're currently dealing with, this coronavirus, so that people would come to know Him. There are people all around our globe who either literally do not know the God of the Bible, or they do know Him and they reject Him. They refuse to acknowledge Him, and God wants to be known. I want to just kind of let you feel the weight of this theme of knowing God in Exodus. I want to read several verses to you most of which initially have to do with the 10 plagues and the crossing of the Red Sea. In chapter 7, verse 5, it says that the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. God says that. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt, referring to the plagues, and bring out the people of Israel from them. They will know who I am. And then later in chapter 7, verse 17, we read, thus says the Lord, by this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, with the staff that is in my hand, I will strike the water that is in the Nile, and it shall turn into blood. Moses speaking there that the water is going to turn to blood, speaking on behalf of the Lord, that people will know God. In chapter 8, verse 10, it's in the context of the plague of the frogs. And the Egyptians are ready for the frogs to go away. And in chapter 8, verse 10, Moses said, tomorrow, be it as you say, so that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God. He sends the plague. He takes it away on his timetable so that you'll get the point that there's one true God, so that you'll come to know him. In chapter 8, verse 22, it says, but on that day I will set apart the land of Goshen where my people dwell, so that no swarms of flies shall be there. Why? That you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. Again, all of this being about the knowledge of God. Chapter 9, verse 14 says this, for this time I will send all my plagues on you yourself and on your servants and your people. Again, why? So that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. All the gods of Egypt are nothing. There's one true God. Chapter 9, verse 29, Moses said, as soon as I have gone out of the city, I will stretch out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail. Why? So that you may know that the earth is the Lord's. And in chapter 14, verse 4, now this is on to the Red Sea incident. Chapter 14, verse 4, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them, and I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his hosts. And here comes the result, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. Then chapter 14, verse 18, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten glory over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. Wow, all of those plagues, when God sent them, when he took them, the ones that he sent, are all showing Pharaoh and his people, this man who had said, I don't know this God. They're all showing Pharaoh who God is, that he and the people of Egypt might know the God of Israel. Let me ask you something. What do you think God wants the nations to learn from the coronavirus? Well, I think as we look at Exodus, God wants the nations to learn that he is God. He is the God. And there's none else. There's no other God. And you cannot sit and go, oh, I don't know that God. I want nothing to do with that God. And just keep on rejecting him. He's real. He exists. He's the one true God. God wants people to know that he is God and that there is none else, and that all the people of the earth need a relationship with him. They need to know him. And we won't take really any time here, but as you look at the Old Testament and Exodus, Israel's relationship with God, God's people, their relationship with him was supposed to portray this glorious relationship of knowing God to the nations, which I think is a great reminder in the midst of this pandemic that the Christian's relationship with God ought to be put on display for the nations so that the nations might come to know God in this time. What does God want? What would he want of Pharaoh? What would he want of the Egyptians? What does he want of the people in our age? Well, he wants them to know him intimately and personally in a saving, delivering way. The Bible tells us that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to earth, God in the flesh. And that Jesus made a great, great sacrifice on the cross. And he made that sacrifice to satisfy God's wrath, which has been stirred up because of my sin and because of your sin. And there on the cross, Jesus Christ took the full wrath of God as a substitute for sinners like you and me. We deserve that wrath, and Jesus Christ took it in full on the cross so that you could be forgiven, so that I could be forgiven of my sins, so that we could have peace between God, the one and only true God, the creator, the sovereign of the universe, who we have so wronged with our sin. And the Bible tells us very simply what we need to do is repent of our sin, acknowledge it, confess it to God. Yes, God, I'm a sinner. I deserve your wrath. I realize Jesus took it, but I know that I deserve it. God, would you forgive me of my sins and what Jesus did for me? I believe that's enough to save me. Please save me, God. God, I want you to confess your sin to him, to repent of it, to turn from it, and turn and put your trust in Jesus to save you from your sins. But this theme of knowing God in Exodus isn't just about the nations. It's also about Israel. If you keep tracing that theme of knowing God and some of those phrases, it extends to the people of Israel. He wants his people to know him. Through difficulty, deliverance, failure, testing, God's promises, etc., God wanted his people to come to know him better. You think about the wilderness wanderings. You think about how Israel failed. You think about the promises God made to them. You think about the difficulties God allowed into their life. All of those things were so that these people would come to have a better relationship with him and know him and understand him better and love him more. God wanted his people to better know his holiness, his power, his authority, his compassion and love towards them, and to be even more keenly aware of his presence in and amongst them through the pillar that went before them. And I think that the very same thing that you find in Exodus is true of God's people right here and right now in this global crisis. Through this pandemic, God wants you to know him better. Who he is, what he's like. And God may allow trials. He may allow difficulties. He may deliver you from those. You may experience failures. You may go through times of testing. Through all of those things, God wants you to learn to know him better. And I trust by God's grace that that will be the case for you and for me, that this will be a time of great learning and knowledge of the one true God. And that as we walk through this, and it will surely come to an end in God's perfect time, our knowledge of him, our love for him, will be much greater than it was before God ever brought us through this circumstance. Thanks for tuning in today. Again, I encourage you to read the book of Exodus. Look for that theme of knowing God. And God bless. I hope you'll have a wonderful day.